something different or higher. So just coming together, singing happy birthday and cutting cake and having some simple dance party. Why is so? There are a few reasons we'll discuss, but first thing that this month, if all of you know, is also called as Purushottam month is going on. And Purushottam month comes in about 2.5 to 3 years. It's also called as extra month. It is an extra month which comes every 2.5 to 3 years in a year to match the lunar and solar year, the way we calculate. जैसे हम बोलते हैं ना हमारे इंडियन कैलेंडर में कार्तिक मासर वहां तो दैट इज 30 डेज वन मंथ व्हाइल यू नो इंग्लिश कैलेंडर विच इज बेस्ड ऑन सोलर मंथ जो सन से चलता है उसमें 31 डेज 30 डेज ऐसे चलते हैं ना सो आफ्टर एवरी 2.5-3 years देयर इज एन एक्स्ट्रा मंथ विच इज क्रिएटेड ऑन लूनर मंथ इट इज कॉल्ड पुरुषोत्तम मंथ एंड पुरुषोत्तम इज नेम ऑफ कृष्णा पुरुषोत्तम मीन्स पुरुष उत्तम The topmost of Purusha, the topmost of person, and that is Lord Krishna. So this month is named after Purushottam, Lord Krishna. And there are a lot of benefits, spiritual benefits, which are said. It's very auspicious when we take Lord's name, when we hear about him. In this month, it has got a special effect. Like, generally we go out, and then there is something which is available at a particular rate. But during festivals, they are available at sales rate, right? Which is a concessional rate. So it's easy. The purchasing power can go high because with little, you can get a lot. So same thing happens with Purushottam month. Lord is happily distributing his month gift very easily. There is a bhajan which I have given to all of you. The first A part we will sing now and at the end, we will sing the Tulsi Aarti. That is later. So please follow after me. Give him the banana.
Madhav and Nishan, can you pray to the God? Madhav also pray to the God. Turn, beta.
No, So I'm going to sing one line and then you all follow, okay? Vraje prasitham navanita charam Sopaganam chadu kulakaram
Vraje prasitham navanita charam
Krishna
नवनीत चौरम, नवनीत का मतलब क्या? व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ नवनीत? नवनीत आई एम गोइंग टू टॉक इन बिटवीन द क्लास, आई एम गोइंग टू आस्क आंसर माय क्वेश्चंस. व्हाट डू यू मीन बाय नवनीत? व्हाट डू यू मीन बाय नवनीत?
बटर.
सो ही इज नोन व्रजे प्रसिद्धम नवनीत चौरम. दिस वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट हु? कृष्णा. एंड ही इज प्रसिद्ध इन व्रज एज माखन चोर, करेक्ट? दैट्स व्हाट वी आर टेलिंग, दैट व्रजे प्रसिद्धम नवनीत चौरम गोपांगनानम च दुकूल चौरम. एंड व्हाट ही यूज्ड टू स्टील ऑफ गोपीज? हिज क्लोथ्स. दुकूल चौरम, ही यूज्ड टू स्टील द क्लोथ्स ऑफ हिज गोपी. अनेक जन्मार्जित पाप चौरम, ही ओनली डजंट स्टील बटर, ही डजंट ओनली स्टील द क्लोथ्स ऑफ द गोपीज, बट ही ऑल्सो स्टील्स अनेक जन्मार्जित पाप चौरम. व्हाट डज इट मीन? अनेक जन्म, many lifetimes. Papa means sin. He also steals away path of many lifetimes, and that's why he's called as Chauragra Ganyam. Ganyam means he's the topmost of thief. Purusham Namami. This Krishna is not only an ordinary thief. If there is an ordinary thief, we don't talk high about him, right? We want to put him in jail, and we generally feel ashamed about talking about him, right? But when we talk about Krishna, he is topmost of thief. And we glorify him, and we sing bhajans, that is the topmost of thief. Right? Why? Shri Radhikaya Hrudayasya Chauram. What does he do? He steals the heart of Radhika. Radhika is the Hrudayasya Chauram. Navambudha Shyamala Kanti Chauram. Navambudha means the monsoon cloud. He steals the color from the monsoon cloud. पादाश्रितानां च समस्त चौरम, those who take shelter of his feet, पादाश्रितं समस्त चौरम, he takes away everything. Have you got any experience like this, that those who take shelter of Krishna, he takes away everything, and that's why it's called as Hari. And that is one of the reasons many people are afraid of going to Krishna. They don't mind worshipping Durga, they don't mind worshipping Shiva, they don't mind worshipping Ganesha, but you go to Krishna, it's very likely that you will steal away a lot of things from you. And that's why he's called as Padashritanam Samasta Chauram. Those who take shelter will take away many things. Such Chauragya Ganyam Purusham Namami. I offer my obeisances to such topmost of thief. Akinchani Krutya Padashritangyam. He says that Padashritam, the one who takes shelter, he makes them Akinchana. Akinchana means makes them penniless. Takes away everything. Any example you know of? Pandavas, Sudama. The first Pandavas, he took away everything. Right? Karoti Bhikshum Pati Geha Dhiyanam. And what does he do? He makes him then Bhikshu. Bhikshu
Sudama,
means?
Sudama, Mitra. Krishna Mitra.
So, he says, Karoti Bhikshum, he makes them beggars. केनाप्य वो भीषण चौर इदिक. Have anybody seen such a big thief like him, that he takes away everything and makes you a beggar? So this bhajan has been written by a devotee called Bilwa Mangal Thakur. And I'm going to tell you the story of Bilwa Mangal Thakur. You all kids understand English, right? Or you want to speak in Hindi? Hindi mein bolo.
Main ga sakti hu Hindi mein bhajan.
Baad mein aunty. Haan.
तो मैं आप सबको हिंदी में कोई भी ऐसा ही जिन्हें
हिंदी आती है,
हिंदी में
No,
I just speak English. I think they are very everybody is common for it. Because
kitchen लगा शायद आंटी को समझ में
हिंदी में सुनो
हिंदी सबको समझता है ना
हाँ
ले बच्चों को नहीं
समझेगा
सब समझते हैं
इसको हिंदी नहीं समझ में आएगा
सबको आएगा सब सब
वो ज्यादा शुद्ध नहीं बोलेंगे हिंदी वैसे माता जी मुंबई से हैं तो परेशान मत
हो
वो ट्रेडिशनल हिंदी नहीं बोलेंगे बहुत सिंपल अपना आजकल वाला हिंदी बोलेंगे माता जी थोड़ा सा मुंबई में
हिंदी ठीक है मैं इंग्लिश में बोलती हूँ विश्वनाथ में हिंदी में बोल दूंगी ठीक है सो आई एम गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट अ स्टोरी ऑफ अ डिवोटी हिज नेम वॉज बिल्वा मंगल ठाकुर एंड दिस पर्सन इन हिज यंग एज was very beautiful. He was coming from a very nice family. He was very educated. He had a very nice parenthood. Okay. And parents were very, very nice to raise him. But somehow because of his company with his friends in his youth, he got little deviated. And he started doing wrong things. And he went to the extreme that he started associating with a prostitute. And he was so attached to this prostitute, her name was Chintamani. And he was so attached to this prostitute that slowly his mind was all the time. He couldn't think of his business, he couldn't think of his family, lineage, the prestige, about his education. He left everything. And full day and night, his mind was meditating on Chintamani. When will I go and meet Chintamani? When will I be with Chintamani? And like this, the days and months and years were passing. And the family was very stressed looking at him like this. Just think in our own family, we have our youngster children who we have raised with so much of care. And because of some reasons, if they get deviated, and if they start doing something which we do not think is the right thing to do, how would we feel? Right? The family was very disturbed, but they couldn't stop him. And it went on time, when one day out of stress, his father passed away. It was a very rainy day, you know. Center of monsoon month and it was raining very heavily his father had passed away the entire family had come together in their mourning that the man had passed away but in the mind of Bilwa Mangal Thakur what was going on what was the only thought in his mind he was not even feeling sad that his father had passed away but he was thinking about Chintamani see she also knows he was thinking about Chintamani When will these ceremonies and rituals get over so that I can get rid from here and I can go to Chintamani? And the ceremonies were just going on and on. Rituals were just going and he couldn't control himself. He ran away before even the funeral pyre of his father was finished. He ran away from there and he started running towards the house of Chintamani. And he had to cross a river because of the heavy rains. The river was overflowing and there was it was so dark there was no boatman to help him cross the river but he was desperate and he saw a log of wood going in the river he caught hold of it and he crossed across the river and when he came on the other side he just put the log of wood aside and when he was leaving he realized that that was not a simple wood but it was a dead body which he was holding on. But he was so much desperate, he didn't realize. He said, forget it, let me just run. He went to Chintamani's house and he was trying to knock on the door very violently. Chintamani opened the door. But it was a dark night, heavily raining outside. Thunderstorms were coming. Chintamani had clothes and she was in upstairs. And he was shouting, yelling, Chintamani, Chintamani, open the door. But nothing was helping him. And his desperation reached that stage that he wanted to actually break open the door. At that time, from the window of Chintamani, he saw a rope which was heavy. So he said, let me catch hold of this rope. He caught the hold of that rope. He climbed out of the window and jumped into the room of Chintamani. Chintamani had just gone to bed. And when she saw who has come inside, Bilwa Mangal Thakur, he came, How did you manage in this dark night when there is so much of rain to cross the river and you came? How did you reach here? Are you mad? So he said that you didn't open the door, I just got hold of the rope which you had left for me. She said, I never left any rope for you. And she went to the window to see how the rope was hanging. And to her surprise, it was not the rope, but it was snake. A snake. A snake was hanging from the window, which the desperate man did not realize. A live snake. And holding a live snake, he got into Chintamani's robe. That was his desperation. And when Chintamani saw this, she was surprised. Probably one of us would think, wow, this is a man who can do so much things for me. But what did Chintamani say? Chintamani was upset with his obsession. She felt disgust in her heart. She knew that she was in a business or in a process which was not right, but she probably was forced to do so. She, with an anger look and disgust on her face, she looked at Bilvamangal Thakur and told him, if you had this desperation for Krishna, you would have achieved perfection. Why are you wasting your life, Bilvamangal Thakur? Show this desperation for Krishna and your life will be successful. And this was a blow on the face of Bilvamangal Thakur. He couldn't imagine that with so much of pain, when he reached this lady whom he loved her more than his own life, she was upset, she was disgusted. And this word which came from the mouth of Chintamani touched the heart of Bilvamangal Thakur. At that very moment, he decided to go in search, in desperation, towards Vrindavan to look for Krishna. He left the place, he started walking towards Vrindavan. And day after day, he was walking in the direction of Vrindavan. His mind was reeling on the words which had come out of Chintamani's mouth. If you had this same desperation, what you have for me, for Krishna, your life would have been successful. That was going on in his head all the time. He started going, and his only one intention, to go and finally see Krishna in Vrindavan. On the way, as he was just going, he did not care for his food. Sometimes he would get, sometimes he wouldn't get. He did not care for anything, he was just walking. And once he came across a village, when he was crossing a village, one family invited, thinking him as a Babaji, because his beard had grown by that time, he was quite dusty. So they invited him to come home for some prasadam. So he went to a family's house, and the man was inside. The lady in the family came out to give him some food and water. And as soon as he saw this beautiful form of this young woman in the house, his mind again changed. His mind was disturbed. He started feeling lusty desires again in his heart. Because the tendency which he had harbored for so many years was coming up. And as soon as he looked and when she came with some food for him, suddenly his heart, which was now getting filled with lusty desires, he was thinking, have I left Chintamani and am I walking towards Vrindavan for this? The just vision or looking at one beautiful sight of a lady is disturbing me. What is the use of having such sight? It is going to disturb me. Now when I know that I am going to give my life to Krishna, what is the use of wasting my life by getting distracted by such things? So when she gave a plate full of prasadam, he said, Mataji, can I request you something? Can I ask for something? So he said, yes, please, you are a guest. And for us, guest is Atithi Devo. Please ask whatever you want, and if it is possible, we will surely provide you. Can you please give the pins in your hair? And she was wondering, what type of a request is this? So she, hesitatingly, took out her pins and he gave it to Bilvamangal Thakur. And he took those pins, he looked at those pins, and he poked both the pins in his eyes and blinded himself. And the lady was surprised. What are you doing? She was amazed. She was actually horrified. But he said that if this eyes, which I thought now I'm going to use for Krishna, if they are going to distract me from my final goal of seeing Krishna, I rather do not have such eyes. I want to now concentrate only on one thing, and that is Krishna. He left from there and again started walking towards Vrindavan, but now with much more difficulty, right? He couldn't see. It was very difficult for him. He was falling down. Some people, some children were laughing at him, teasing him, beating him sometimes. He did not care. He continued to walk. He would just ask some direction and he continued to walk. But it was becoming difficult as he was moving ahead. He was determined. He did not give up. He was praying in his heart, Lord, whatever said and done, I will definitely reach Vrindavan. If you want, you help me. And when he was just coming through the dark forest of Vrindavan, just before that, he was finding it very difficult for him to reach Vrindavan. So he was looking, is there anybody who can help me to show me the path of Vrindavan? And a small boy, it was like a boy, just like Madhav, came there and would hold his hand and he told him, Baba, I will take you to Vrindavan, do not worry. And he, holding his hand, he started going through this forest. And they would talk very nicely. What are you from? What is your name? And the boy said, my name is Madhav. The boy said, my name is Madhav. And then, from where are you coming? So, no, I am also a Brajavasi.
No, this is actual truth.
I am also a Brajavasi.
Madhav is the name of Krishna. Okay, understand.
And then they would talk. Oh, today I had gone for herding cows. But now, when I saw you, when I was going back to my father's place, I saw you, so I'm coming to help you. And this boy would hold his hand and he would gently bring him, Baba, walk this way, Baba, walk that way. No, there is a tree here. Will fall down. And this boy guided him all the way till he reached the outskirts of Vrindavan. And when he had just reached Vrindavan, Bilwa Mangal Thakur said, oh boy, where have we reached? And his boy said, we have just reached the outskirts and now you are just going to step in Vrindavan. So Baba said, thank you very much. Can I give you a nice hug before you leave? Thank you very much. And so when he was just going to hug him, the boy disappeared. Just slipped from his hand and was trying to find him. But Vivekananda Thakur couldn't find him. And that time, he started singing this song. And he said, that now I have understood who you are. You are not a ordinary cowherd boy. You are the same Krishna who has come to help me, understanding my desperation, and you have helped me all the way to come here. But now by bringing me here, you have escaped from my hands. Not to be caught. But if you are really God, and if you are that strong that now you are hiding from me, try and escape from my heart. I have imprisoned you in my heart with the rope of my devotion and love. And if you have strength, Krishna, run away from my heart, then I will understand. And what did Krishna say? What did Madhav say? I cannot run away. When we sing here, when we read here, he says, Mama Manase Tamasi Rashi Kore Karagrahe Dukha Maye Nivata. Mama Manase. In my mind, what have I done? Tamasa. Tamasa means Tamasa Ghore. Very dark. Darkness. Tamasa is darkness. It's very dark in my heart. Karagrahe. Karagrahe means? Jail. Prison. What have I done? Next line. Love swahe chod. And next line is Karagrahe dukha maye nibadha. I have now imprisoned you and now you are going to be staying in my house, in my heart. Love swahe chora hare charaya swachorya dukha chitna eva dantam. Now I'm going to punish you because you have taken away everything from me. Initially we said, right? Dhanam cha, manam cha, tathendriyani. He takes away everything. Your dhan, your man, your izzat, sabka ka pitega. Sab chhod do. Aur jab hum sab chhod dete hai na, the नदियों को पकड़ लिया था। वी ऑल हैव हर्ड अबाउट द्रौपदी राइट। द्रौपदी वॉज कृष्णा ग्रेट फ्रेंड एंड डिवोटी एंड व्हेन शी वॉज पुट इन टू दैट डिफिकल्ट टाइम व्हेन शी वॉज गोइंग टू बी ड्रिप्ड आउट नेकेड इन फ्रंट ऑफ द एंटायर असेंबली शी रैन टू विश्व पितामह शी रैन टू धृतराष्ट्र हु इज एक्चुअली द किंग ऑफ हस्तिनापुर दैट टाइम couldn't stop him. He couldn't stop Dushasan. She went to her husbands. And who are her husbands? 5 Pandavas. Not ordinary people. They were so strong. Nobody could help. Finally, what did she do? She was holding Sari with her own hand. Crying. She couldn't hold. She gave away her hand. And lastly, she was holding with her teeth. बोलते ना डूबते डूबते को तो तिनके का भी सहारा लेते थे। She was trying all her best to save her modesty, to save her chastity. But when she realized nothing can help, when she realized nothing can help her, she let it go. And what did she do? She put her both hands up and she cried out, "Hey Mukunda, hey Murari, hey Madhav. If you so desire, you protect me." Until now, nobody could help. But now, when she had given up everything, her man also, Krishna appeared there magically in the form of unlimited sari and protected her. This is what is surrender. This Bilwa Mughal Thakur was from a very nice family. Family had brought the child in a very nice way. But just in that young age, the association of friends deviated his path. In today's world, we all try to give our children the best of values, the best of character. Still they are under our care. But once they start going to college, how are we going to control our children? One small association in wrong direction will wash away everything. That is a big stress to each one of us. But can we control it? Can we just keep them in our house? Can we not send them to colleges and just keep them protected in our house? Is it possible? No. They have to grow. They have to go. They have to learn. But what saved Bilwa Mangal Thakur? The teachings which he had learned in his young age helped him. Why Chintamani's that one sentence touched him so much that it changed his entire perception? Because he had that native character which was given to him by his parents in his young age. Our children will also grow. Our children also will be exposed to many difficult situations. They will be having friends who will be smoking and they will tell him, "Come, take one puff, nothing is going to... Come on, this is cool." And just to prove themselves, they will have all these misconceptions. Will we be able to stop them? What is the only thing which we can rely on? The teachings, characters and values, what we will give them now. And that is why you have to make your house one of the most important university called temple. Bachpan mein movie dekha tha, Ghar Ek Mandir. Right? Our house has to be a temple. We need to go to temple. But how frequently can you go to temple? How long can you be in temple? It's nice to go. Bhagwan ko jao, matha tek kar aao. Darshan karke aao, puja paath karke aao, donation dekar aao. But it's not going to change your life completely. What is required in today's day is to make our house a temple. And how can you make your house temple? Very, very basic things. Something which is very basic. When they see you, that you have some basic principles which you are doing in your life, they will be ingrained in their, just like bolte na, blood circulation mein chalega unke. Every single cell of their body will have the memories of their childhood, good values which you will give them now. And these values will go long way. What are the things? The scriptures describe 5 basic things which makes a house temple. First thing, a house where Lord's holy name is being chanted regularly. In Kali Yuga, Lord is not separate from his name. Did you see now the effect of chanting? All these souls, Jiva, they are so innocent. They always want to, we always say, bachche bahut chanchal rehte hain, hamesha masti karte rehte hain, tod phod karte rehte hain, unka mind idhar udhar bhagta hai. But did you see when he was chanting, it was such a big connection between them. Why? This is natural for the soul. जैसे हम बड़े होते जाते हैं ना, हम भूल जाते हैं हमारे नेचुरल के, इसके लिए नेचुरल है वो. वो इतना छोटू बच्चे भी क्लैप कर रही है, शी इज ट्राइंग टू फॉलो. व्हाई इट्स सो नेचुरल फॉर देम. बिफोर दे फॉरगेट दिस नेचुरल, गिव देम व्हाट इज नेचुरल फॉर देम. डोंट लेट देम फॉरगेट चैंटिंग द होली नेम. व्हेन दे विल सी वी आर चैंटिंग होली नेम, कीर्तन चल रहा है, हम हरिनाम का जप कर रहे हैं, इट विल बी सो नेचुरल. हमारे यहां भी म्यूजिक चलता है, तो क्या हम म्यूजिक में की जगह पर थोड़ा कीर्तन नहीं चला सकते क्या? कभी कभी लगता है ये बूढ़े लोगों का काम है. सॉरी, इट इज नॉट बूढ़े लोगों का काम. हमारे लिए इट इज अवर ड्यूटी टू गिव देम दिस टेस्ट विच दे विल लाइक इट एट दिस एज. गिव देम थर्ता एंड मृदन इन देयर हैंड व्हेन द कीर्तन इज गोइंग ऑन. आई कैन बेट यू इन 5 years दे विल बी वन ऑफ द बेस्ट मृदंगा प्लेयर्स. हाउ डिड ही लर्न? Give them in the young age and they will learn. They will develop the skills and they will attach, develop that attachment for this. We want our children to learn so many things, right? But when they will learn this chanting the holy name, they will have that attachment. This will go a long way. Second thing what you should have in your house, read regularly one small paragraph minimum from Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. Read Krishna book to them. We cannot tell them philosophy. We cannot tell them, firstly because we also don't know most of the philosophy. But we should tell them stories of Krishna. They should know Krishna killed which women in the childhood. Ram killed whom? Who was the wife of Ram? Who are the parents of Krishna and Ram? Have you heard of Shivaji Maharaj? Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj? Have you heard that every single day, one of the most important person in his life to make him what he was, the credit is given to whom?
Mother.
To mother, Jijamata. Right? And have you read that she regularly would tell the stories from Mahabharata, Ramayana and Krishna to Jijamata? By telling these stories, the values will go in a story form. Last time I told you one story, those who were here, about getting into train, you remember? And when you have to get into train, anybody remembers that story? There was a person on the railway station. He was reading Ramayana. And a youngster with his wife was laughing at this uncle. Uncle bude ho gaye hai na, dekho abhi bhi Ramayana pad rahe. Kya padenge Ramayana mein, kya farak padta hai? The train came, if you have seen Bombay trains, so rushy. You somehow get into the train, in a few seconds the train leaves. So the train left and the person started shouting, "Stop, stop, stop! What happened? What happened? Pull chain. My wife is left behind. She couldn't get into the train." The uncle said, "If you had just read Ramayana, this wouldn't have happened." And he said, "Excuse me, getting into train has what connection with Ramayana?" And what was the connection?
Lord Ram,
when he was boarding on the boat to cross Ganga, if you know that, when Kevat was taking him across, he first hold the hand and put Mother Sita in the boat and then he got into it. When they were walking, how were they walking? Ram, Sita and Lakshman, they were protecting her from both sides. So the basic values, he said, if you knew that how Ram allowed her to board first and then he boarded, you would have learned and you would have seen that your wife should have boarded first. This wouldn't have happened. Basic principles of life we learn through these stories. And for that we have to read ourselves, then we'll be able to tell our children. This is the second thing. Read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and at least tell the stories from childhood. Third thing, associate with devotees. How do we associate? Go to temples regularly, go sometimes for yatras. You all want to go to Europe and you want to go to Australia and beach here and there. It's nice, it's not wrong. But once in a while, take them to places, holy places like Vrindavan and Mayapur. let them see that these are not mythological places. There are places where actually the Lord came and prayed. Visit these holy places. That will happen once in a few years. But make your house a temple. Fourth thing you can do, or what you should do, this is scripture says, have some basic worship in your house. Have a murti or a photo of Lord. Have a small temple. Offer simple incense, flower and diya to them. Don't make the Lord one of the corner person, like once in a while you just go there. He should be center of our house. He should get the most prominent place in our house. Nowadays we have most prominent place in the house given for TV. The altar has changed. But the center of our house and center of our life should be Lord. In our life, I'll just teach you a simple example. When you go to a river, you take a stone, put it in the center or put it in the water. What happens when you throw a stone? The wave starts coming, right? It is splash and then the waves start coming, what they call ripples, right? Okay, you take another stone, put somewhere next to it, the next ring of waves will start, right? So if you put the stones somewhere close to each other, the waves which will grow, what happens? They start clashing with each other. And then finally they will dampen each other's effect. But if you take the stone, put it in one place, second stone, put it in the same place, third stone, put it in the same place, what happens?
Grow.
Yes. The effect will multiply and the waves will become much bigger. When the center is same, the life becomes harmonious. Similarly in our family life, we need to have a same center. But we all want to be center of our life. Wife thinks that she should be the center. Husband thinks she should be the center. And as the children grow, they think, excuse me now, you have had your days. Now we should be the center of our life. How do we solve this problem? Neither you nor me. Let us have Krishna as the center of our life. Let's take decision what are suitable for doing our bhakti. And when we have this center of our life, everybody's life is around Krishna or Lord in the center, and that will make our life perfect. And the last thing about, what is the fifth thing? Worshipping Tulsi Maharani. Associating with the devotees, so basically serving the devotees, that is a very important part of life, family life.
Offering
food is the five basic. So when we have DT or either Krishna's DT or photos in the house, we offer ghee lamp every day, at least ek diya lagana chahiye, flower offer karte hain, and whatever we cook, we first give it to God, bhoga, and then we take it after a while, and then we make it, take it as a prasad. Bhagwan khaa nahi jayenge. Bhagwan ke samne rakha to ek gulab jamun kam hota aata hai kabhi? Kam nahi hota hai. Kya hota hai? Bhagat badh jata hai. What happens? The Lord takes away our devotion and He gives His mercy into it. And that's why जब भगवान को भोगा लेके आता है तो हम उसे क्या बोलते हैं? प्रसाद. प्रसाद का मतलब है मर्जी. डोंट वरी, वो समय आएगी तो करेगी. So this should be the basic thing. Keep same food to your children. We are obviously giving this cooking same thing. But when you will put bhoga in front of the Lord, lovingly you fold your hands and tell, Lord, please take this. I want to please you first. The food which will come out, the prasadam, will be different. Try it for some time and you will feel the difference. The same food, same ingredients will taste different and will be much more divine when it is come out as prasadam. And the last thing is serving the devotees. One of the great devotees of Lord is Tulsi Maharani. When we serve Tulsi, sometimes our neighbors might laugh that, oh, you have a plant and you are worshipping a plant, you are paying obeisances to a plant. But you know what is the value of this plant? Krishna does not accept anything without his tulsi on him. May it be a simple food, may it be simple water. He says in Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Padam Punyam Mume Bhaktya Prayachati. Patra, that patra is talking about what? One leaf of tulsi. I'll tell the last story here. It was Krishna's birthday. And in that time, in birthday, they would give donations and charities. So, everybody was coming from Dwarka and they were giving a lot of charity. Narad Muni came and Narad Muni said, I want only one charity. And all the queens of Dwarka, how many queens were there, you know? Krishna has how many wives in Dwarka? 16,108 wives. How many? 16,108 wives. Wow, so lucky Krishna. Here people don't get even one. Right? So, all the wives headed by Rukmini, they said, Naraji, whatever you want, we don't mind giving you. And Naraji said, see, I am a sannyasi. I'm just moving around. What do I want? I want only one. See, he is smart. So, I want God. I am taking Krishna. So, they said, no, please don't take Krishna. Take anything else but Krishna. So, Naraji said, okay, you have a big weighing scale. You put Krishna on one side. And whatever wealth is, you have on another side you put. And you should give me wealth which is little more than Krishna. Then I will take that wealth. So they started putting all the wealth. 16,108 wives of Krishna were princesses. So they had so much of gold, rubies, pearls. They started putting everything. And on one side Krishna was sitting. And he was so heavy that his side was down. And on the other side, they started putting a lot of things. But nothing was matching. And they all took out their own jewelries, put everything, but nothing could match Krishna's weight.
But everybody said their body.
Yeah, they couldn't put themselves on it. So, Naraji was saying, so I'm sorry, it means that you can't give me something in exchange of Krishna, so I have to take Krishna. And all the wives started crying. They said, no, you cannot take Krishna. Wait. So Naraji said, so what? What do you want to give me? Something you have to give me which weighs more than Krishna. And what did that time, the most important first wife of Krishna, that is Rukmini. Rukmini came there and she said, take out all this gold and everything. And she took a small one leaf of tulsi and she put on the other side of Taraju, of the weighing scale. It went down. And what did Naraji get? In exchange of Krishna, one leaf of tulsi. That is considered as much, much more important than any wealth of the world. Krishna does not accept anything without tulsi, and that is why we also put tulsi in our tilak. You see this down? This is tulsi we put. We are telling Krishna that I am offering myself. I know I am quite bad. I have a lot of anarthas in my heart. But I am trying to purify myself by chanting, by offering you food. And I put in this tulsi, please accept me. So when we do these basic things, chanting, having some worship in the house, reading Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Krishna book, just one paragraph, one very small story to your child, to yourself. Fourth, serve the devotees headed by Tulsi Maharani. Keep tulsi plant in your house. Just water her every day. Just pay her obeisances. You know what is the benefit of paying one dandavat to her? Yani kani cha papani brahma atyadi kani cha tani tani pranashati pradakshina pade pade. When we do pradakshina of Tulsi Maharani on every step, whatever sins you can think of, including brahma atyadi kani cha, including killing of a brahmana, can be nullified by doing one simple pradakshina or one simple dandava to Tulsi Maharani. That is simple way of doing devotion. Is it difficult? Chanting for 15 minutes, 10 minutes in the house. Khana waise bhi bana rahe hain. Bhagwan ke saamne apne khane ke pehle ek baar bhook lagane mein kya takleef hai? Obviously it has to be vegetarian food. Can't give him because he said, Patram Pushpam Panam Soya, we did not say Andam Masam. So we cannot give him eggs and meats and other things. But whatever vegetarians we are cooking in the house with love and devotion, just offer it to him. Read some books. Go to holy places whenever you can, but otherwise make your house a temple. And last, every day just water few drops of tulsi to water to Tulsi Maharani, and your life will change. That is why on Madhav's birthday, people might have got a lot of gift for you, but what gift we have got for you? Tulsi Maharani. we've got so many tulasi leaves which are going to overweigh Lord Krishna himself. So what do you have to promise? That every day you will at least go and do one dandavat to Tulsi Maharani. Okay? रोज एक बार जाके एटलीस्ट हमको दंडवत करना है, ठीक है? और नमस्कार करना है, ठीक है? और उसको पानी डालना है, लिटिल बिट, ओके? एंड दैट विल चेंज योर लाइफ. थैंक यू वेरी मच. हरे कृष्णा. वी आर गोइंग टू डू अ स्मॉल नाउ बिकॉज वी हैव ब्रॉट दिस गिफ्ट फॉर यू. वी आर गोइंग टू डू तुलसी. सो वी हैव गॉट द तुलसी सॉन्ग अंडर द सेम शीट. डू यू वॉन्ट टू डू द ऑफरिंग विद दैट टाइम? एंड then we can
have to do the dance.
Yes, after
yes,
this.
After this, yeah. I can do dance. You want to sing the
the sheet that was given, in that sheet, the second song is the one which we are going to sing now. Yes?
Can I get it?
Oh, you put it so much.
Are you good? Prabhu, is it done for you? You put Tulsi on it.
Which one is it? Sure.
I wish you could be my child.
For? Oh, later when we do dancing session, we will also invite you. Okay?
Sheet has a paper? Song sheet. White list. Clean. Yes. Yes.
Do you want this sheet? It's going to be sung from now, from here.
Satyavate namo namah. Vrindaye